You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, today we've been talking with people who have been dealing with renovations and trying to improve things. And a couple of things have been going on in Lansing are not new. They're actually old problems, one of which is that there's an awful lot of dogs and cats that need adopting. And one of the breeds in particular that needs to be adopted are pit bulls. And the thing that is new and is unique are some of the creative ways in which the Capital Area Humane Society and our friend Julia Palmer and her great crew that they've got over there are coming up with original ways in order to deal with them. One of the ideas is actually going on. Today is the day.
Yeah.
It is the first annual Woofstock. Why don't you talk a little bit about what that's all about?
Yeah, after you go to Common Grounds, you're all dressed up for the party.
Yeah.
Now you want to go out and adopt your dog if it's the right time. So they have the big event, and it's half off all adoptions. You can't beat that.
Nope.
And if nothing else, just kind of go out and kind of check out the animals that are there and see if you fall in love with one. But today is the day.
And the Woofstock. Right. And the best thing is that they're open until midnight. So you can even go to Common Ground, enjoy the show, and then decide, you know what? The day is not done for me. I'm going to go get myself.
Right.
I'm going to go get a dog.
Although you want to make sure you go sober.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sober.
Absolutely.
Sober.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is.
You can maybe go naked. But you've got to go sober.
No, we're gonna ask for fully dressed people.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just thinking of Woodstock, Woofstock.
I mean,
the dogs can go naked.
Well, there
the
you
dogs
go.
Can go naked.
There you go. But it is a great opportunity to adopt a dog for half price. Now, one of the other things that they've got going on over there that is very interesting is their issue with pit bulls.
Yeah.
Because for people who have not been to either the Capital Area Humane Society or even Ingham County Animal Control, is that pit bulls are a very, very prevalent breed when it comes to the animals needing adoption.
Yeah, when I talked to Julia at Humane Society or Jamie at Ingham County Animal Shelter, it's painfully obvious, and it has been that way for the last couple of years that I've been involved, that, you know, if it weren't for pit bulls, a lot of our animal issues would be solved. And what I mean by that, and I'm not trying to get down on pit bulls, but they are the ones that are being turned in time and time and time again. Humane Society, if you adopt something other than a pit bull, there's a good chance it came from out of state because efforts of previous campaigns and hardworking individuals at the Humane Society has made it such that the public awareness is about responsibility, and there are a lot of controls on a lot of people that are out there doing the right thing. Unfortunately, within the population of these assertive breeds, the pit bull breeds, great loving animals, but they are being bred in such large numbers and not controlled that that we have a real serious problem with pit bulls. Not so much with the temperament, but you're never going to bring respect back to the pit bulls unless we can get that population back to a reasonable number. And guess what? For $20... $20, you can have your pit bull. The first 80 pit bulls that come into the Humane Society in the month of August, you can get your pit bull spayed or neutered for $20.
Well, it's not just that. They're also going to give a free nail trim along
well,
with
it. Well, there you
it.
Go.
So,
you
I
go.
Mean, if it
there
wasn't a good enough value, they're doing that too. And again, it's only the first 80. So it is something where there is an urgency on behalf of the various owners. And frankly, you're going to want to probably call ahead and get yourself on the list or make sure that you're one of those 80 people, because at $20, that is affordable for virtually anybody who has one. And they're not doing it because all of a sudden they feel like being just wonderful good Samaritans. They're doing it for a reason.
Yeah,
they're trying to curtail this pit bull overpopulation that is taking place in Lansing.
And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but you know, bring respect back to the pit bull breed, okay? And the way you do that, if you have a pit bull that's not spayed or neutered, and you want to get it spayed or neutered, you know, because the population is way out of control. And as long as there's kind of less than wanted pets, pit bulls that kind of get picked up on a whim rather than by actual thought process and cerebral, like this is a smart move, that's where you get into trouble. You want to make sure it's an intelligent decision. And when there are so many extra pit bulls out there, we just have a problem.
Right. Well, again, today we've been giving kudos to people who are looking at new ways to renovate, to improve, to add things, to make things better in the pet and the nature community. And we're grateful for it. But Rick, I'm sorry to say, one thing we need to improve on is that same problem we run into every week, which is that we're just out of time. But on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the meantime, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.